We're going to Ukraine now, where at least a million people have been left without power again following Russian attacks on energy infrastructure there. Ukrainian officials say three western regions of the country have been affected, 523 consumers in the Lviv region and about 215,000 in the Volyn region and 280,000 in the Rivne region. Ukraine's energy minister has said the country's power infrastructure is under massive enemy attack. Christopher Miller is with us. He's the Financial Times chief correspondent in Kyiv. Christopher, thank you for talking to us again. Tell us about this latest attack.
Good morning. Yeah, what we know right now is that this is a massive nationwide attack. Russia launched missiles and drones overnight. We were under air raid alert for more than 9 hours here in Kyiv. But many of the targets appear to have been in central, southern, and western Ukraine. The energy minister, as you mentioned, said that it targeted energy infrastructure. We don't know specifically which type and what the extent of the damage is, but we do know that upwards of a million people are without power right now, and that's particularly worrying considering that the temperatures have started to drop here now.
Do you have power, water, heat where you are?
I do. I'm currently in the very city center of Kyiv, so we have mostly power, water, heating at the moment. It's mostly Ukrainians, millions of Ukrainians in regions outside of the capital region that are without power at the moment, although there is a rolling blackout schedule for Kyiv. So at any moment, my power could drop out, as it has on several occasions over the past couple of weeks following previous attacks.
And attacks, power cuts like these, they're not unprecedented.
They're not unprecedented. We have faced power cuts in the past. Last winter and the previous winter, we had power cuts over the summer. And in May and June, we had several power cuts after Russia attacked energy infrastructure in the spring. So this is not unprecedented. But what's particularly concerning is that we're going into winter now. The temperatures are plunging below freezing. It's just 2 degrees at the moment here. And that, of course, has a lot of people worried, because the longer these attacks go on, the more damage that the energy infrastructure will incur, and it will become, harder to replace it and get power up and running for people.
And this attack, this massive enemy attack, as Ukraine's energy minister called it, happening against a backdrop of Donald Trump coming into the U.S., into office in the U.S. in January, promising a quick end to the war. So what do you think Russia is at here?
Yeah, zooming out, you know, I think certainly on everyone's mind here in Ukraine is that Donald Trump has promised the swift end to the war. But there is some concern that a swift end would mean an end to a war that is not favorable to Ukraine. Russia really hasn't shown any signs that it's ready to negotiate. It has momentum in its favor on the battlefield. Russian forces are advancing at a faster pace now than at any other point in the war since the first weeks of the invasion in 2022. So it has the initiative. I don't think that Vladimir Putin sees this moment as one in which he wants to stop that forward momentum. So I think, you know, many of Ukrainians are discussing here, and my contacts in the presidential office are now talking about ways to entice President Trump to apply pressure on the Russians to get them to negotiating table. And that's pressure that right now doesn't really exist. As I mentioned, the Russians do have the momentum at the moment.
Christopher, thanks for talking to us again. That's Christopher Miller, the chief correspondent of the Financial Times in Kyiv.